Welcome to Leadership Matters, a podcast hosted by me, Steve Parker. This is a series that brings a fresh perspective to leadership, motivation, and how to succeed by talking to a diverse range of CEOs, business managers, and world-class talent. We also offer some personal tips to help you in your career. Each episode aims to provide a snapshot into the life and philosophy of some of Taiwan and the world's most successful leaders, and to find out more about why leadership matters. Fran Milnes is the country president of Novartis Taiwan. She's been here since 2022. She served both on the IRPMA and the AmCham boards. She has spent 23 years in the pharmaceutical industry, 13 of the most recent years with Novartis, including global, regional and country roles in both access and commercial functions. She's super interesting and I'm very, very happy. Fran, it's great to have you here today.
Thank you very much. Delighted for the invitation.
Youth and development of the future is something that you've really, really kind of, it seems to be very important to you.
Playing a role in trying to enable the best out of people is something that is very close to my heart.
That's a big thing, enabling the best out of people. That's a big goal. How do you start doing that? Especially, I mean, for you, let's say you've been here since 2022. How do you go about building these relationships with people in a very, very short amount of time as an expat manager?
I think the first thing is being available and making sure that people understand that you're available and that you want to use your time. So we met on the Rotary. I've done some female leadership and mentoring already with the BCCT as well. So it's letting people know that authentically that's you and you want to reach out, connect to people and make sure that you're giving up your time and listening.
Everyone talks about now, it's very, very fashionable now to talk about, you know, kind of like boomers to Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, everybody. Do you feel like that people, have people's goals changed? Have their interests changed?
I think people have become more purpose driven. I certainly have. I think as you get older, you realize that your time is finite. And so you want to have stood for something and you want to have achieved something. But if we take newer generations, I think they want to see the impact that they're having through whatever it is in their spare time or in their work time. Big purpose and what's my little purpose?
A big purpose and a little purpose. That's amazing. What do you mean by little purposes? How could they?
So a little purpose is what gets you out of bed in the morning. I think your big purpose might be the vision of your company or what the end goal is of your day job.
And that obviously begs the question from me here. What is your, you know, what gets you out of bed in the morning and gets you kind of going to the office or to wherever you have to be?
So I feel incredibly passionate about equity. And equity in healthcare, equity in diversity and inclusion. It's something that's ingrained in me. So that would be something that would make me go the extra mile if I thought that something was inequitable.
I get the feeling with you as the more I talk to you and the more I meet up with you that really for you it's about people.
Definitely. Definitely. Yes. Yeah. People are what make me energized. People, connections, working to empower, to develop, but actually just spending time with people is very important to me. Yeah.
Do you ever wake up in the morning and just don't? I mean, I if you look at all these kind of personality tests that people do, right, the 16 personalities, and everybody's quoting about whether they're an ENFP or an I something or other. Surprisingly to a lot of people, I fit very much on the I category, right?
Which that did surprise me.
Right? And it surprises everybody, right?
Yes.
It surprises a lot of people. But I have a persona that I use for the things that I enjoy and I have a way of working with people, but I'm thinking about the other person, not about myself, in order to divert from being an introvert. How do you wake up every morning fully energized, or are there days when you wake up and you go, I'm not really into it today, and how do you deal with that?
So, of course, I wake up sometimes and I'm not into it. And it's normally when you look ahead and the agenda is filled with the really difficult parts of the job. If it's not obvious immediately a benefit that you're bringing, those are the tough days for me. They're the difficult ones.
What are the obstacles and how do you kind of overcome that? Is it people obstacles? Is it time? Is it the actual process itself? Is it regulation? What is it that's stopping you from achieving what you need to do in those particular situations?
A lot of it is bureaucracy, and it's also when you're having to work with government and areas where things don't work to the same timelines as maybe private industry does. So it's really important to have long-term goals and short-term goals for that. And the longer-term goals you need to break down into the very small progressions that you're making to keep you motivated to keep going for the longer term.
Do you work with mentors for yourself?
Yes, I have immediately on taking this role, I was about 3 months in, and I asked specifically for a coach to help with cultural transformations.
Wow. And how much of a difference do you think that having this coach in your life has been?
It made a massive difference, because the biggest issue that I was facing was I was asking for feedback and I was trying to be self-aware, but actually there were things that were blinded to me because people didn't feel safe in giving me that kind of feedback.
What I've noticed about you is that you've somehow kind of got into Taiwan faster than many people I've seen. How much would you credit that? I mean, obviously you as a person, right? But how much you would credit that to having this reaching out and getting this coach and getting a mentor to support you in that process?
Absolutely critical, because it's having a different perspective on the daily challenges or the daily activities. That different perspective allows you to just try a few different things and see how things are going. I would also credit some very important people who are speaking up to me as well, as to the swiftness of being able to integrate and be accepted.
And building some kind of trust, right? You've got to have an enormous amount of trust before people are going to actually open up if the environment is not one that that is conducive to normally sharing.
Yes, yeah. And I arrived in the middle of a restructure, which is not the most stable of situations and not the easiest place to immediately build trust as well.
Do you have a philosophy of leadership?
The number one thing for me is transparent. Transparent in communication. What you see, you will always get. And I want to be approachable. And the main lesson I had there was learning to admit mistakes. Because I actually, when you first become a leader, you think you have to have all the answers. You must be infallible, and that's what people will respect and be inspired by. Actually, it makes you remote and non-approachable. So that was probably one of the biggest learnings I had in my early leadership, was to admit mistakes, because that's what makes you then approachable and non-hierarchical.
One of my favorite books, which I've read, and I try to read a lot of business books, I don't necessarily read them cover to cover, but I always find the bits in them that I need. And I love that leaders speak last. I just love that concept, and it's a really hard thing for people. We think as people who are running companies that we're supposed to, get in there and go, let me tell you, because I'm the font of all wisdom, right? And it's the most arrogant thing I can imagine.
I find in Taiwan it's really important that I speak last, and I'll actually say it as well. I'll open up a topic for discussion and make it super clear that I'm going to have the last opinion on a particular topic, so that no one's expecting me to speak first.
And that comes back to transparency as well. You're laying out the ground rules, the rules of operation. What I'm hearing from you is just be available, right? That's one of your key points, is be available for your people. Mentoring is super important, right? You must have mentors, coaches, these people that you can share your thoughts with and can give you feedback. But in your case, you've also got someone who's giving you feedback from the community of people that you're working with as well. Equity is obviously very important to you. You're not doing it because it's a corporate thing. You're saying it because it's DNA for you. It really is built into you. The little purpose gets you out of the bed in the morning. The big purpose is kind of like the long-term plan, the 2, 3, 5-year plan. People seem to be more purpose and impact driven. as opposed to perhaps merely about the work or the function. I'm interpreting here, but I got this focus on the difficult parts of your job, right? To get them out the way. Transparent communication. I love this one. And the last thing I heard from you is really about this learning to admit mistakes, which was the hardest thing you kind of had to do as a leader, is to admit that you're not necessarily the font of all wisdom. Fran, it's been amazing talking to you today. Have I done a decent job?
amazing summary. Thank you.
Is there something that kind of like comes to you as a final parting?
I think just remember that everybody you're meeting in a business environment is a human being, and approach them from that perspective and how you would like to be treated as a human being. That's something that's really important.
People are human beings. Treat them like human beings. Treat everybody as you would expect to be treated.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's a wonderful.
Make the world a better place.
That's a wonderful approach to have. Fran, it's been fantastic having you in the studio today. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
You can listen to this podcast live on the fourth Monday of every month on ICRT, and after that on the ICRT website, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Leadership Matters by Stephen Parker. You can also check out my social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. We'll see you next time.